listening to the Handsome Rob's Morning Express Show
on KZKO The Vibe.
And welcome back to the regular scheduled program, which is me, Handsome Rob's Morning Express. This crazy train takes you around the world in 60 seconds, and you never know where this train's going to stop. Now it's time to stop with Trippin' with Terry. Trippin' with Terry Marshall. You can find her at trippinwithterry.com. You can also find her on Facebook at Trippin' with Terry. You can also find her, Terry Marshall. You can blah, blah. You can find her everywhere. She's going to tell you. Because she's that New Yorker who loves to tell us where to go. Let's welcome her to the program. Terry Marshall, how are you? Where are you? And how are you? And where are you taking us today?
Hey, Rob. I'm good. I am in New York today, back home. I've been home a few days from South Dakota, where I was for a week. And I'm in New York City right now, heading down to Amish country this weekend. So, moving around again. I'm going to take you, though, to Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about the fall, and which is my favorite season, and also a little bit of spooky stuff that goes on there, because I'm trying to bring in fall. I'm tired of summer.
Well, I love fall weather, and we did some spooky stuff this past weekend. We went up to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, and my son just loved it. So I love the spooky stuff. Tell us about Maryland.
Okay, well, this is actually, it's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania, sorry.
No, that's okay. It's about 35 miles or so outside of Philadelphia. You can get there from Philly, you can get there from New York. It's real easy. And Bucks County is just a beautiful little county. It has all kinds of things in it. It's kind of an artist community, so there's a lot of art galleries and things like that. And I went there a couple weeks ago and went to this castle called Font Hill Castle, which is the funkiest castle I've ever seen. It's made out of concrete. And it was built by Henry Mercer back in the 1800s. And he was an archaeologist and a tile maker. So the castle is just filled with all these tiles that he made and tiles he collected from all over the world. And he really wanted to make it into a museum. So as he was collecting things, he numbered everything. So when you're going through his castle, everything has a number on it. It's like a library. I mean, he cataloged every single thing he brought in. And he also did this weird thing with the furniture. Once he put like a desk in or something, he would seal it in with concrete, so there was no rearranging furniture in his house. I mean, everything, once it was there, it was there. But it's really kind of interesting because it's kind of a tribute to the arts and craft movement at the time.
Yeah.
And it's not your normal castle. I mean, it's very strange. It was built by 10 semi-skilled laborers and one horse named Lucy. So he even has a tribute to Lucy in a little weather gauge on top of the castle. So very strange, but supposedly his housekeeper, longtime housekeeper who lived in the house the longest, supposedly she still lives there. Her spirit still lives there, they say. But I wasn't there at night, so I didn't run into her, thankfully. But up from that castle, the castle's in Doylestown, which is one of the city towns in Bucks County. But the other town I visited was New Hope, which is just a beautiful little community. They have tons of art galleries. There's sculptures even outside, you know, just places. It's just very nice. Very popular with motorcycle riders. You'll see tons of them, especially in the fall, coming into New Hope on their bikes. It's gorgeous. And they have covered bridges all around it. And I'm a big fan of covered bridges. They are nicknamed kissing bridges. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, people said that back in the day when those were built, that it was what the young people used to steal a kiss, so they're called kissing bridges.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very sneaky. But there's one in Bucks County called the Van Sant Bridge, which has a really tragic tale. Supposedly, this young woman who had a baby, she was unmarried, was jilted by her lover, and she decided to jump off the bridge and throw her baby off the bridge. And they say, if you go there at night, you can hear the baby's cries and you can hear the young woman's whispers. So
creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, and the other place, it was really cool. I stayed at an inn called the Wedgwood Inn. It's a bed and breakfast, and it's just a beautiful inn right in downtown New Hope, just a gorgeous location. The proprietors were just really fun people. And I asked them the morning after, I asked them about ghost stories. I didn't really want to know when I hadn't slept yet. And they actually uncovered part of the Underground Railroad tunnel when they were, you know, adding on to the inn several years ago. And, you know, the Underground Railroad was where slaves were taken underground so they could escape to freedom. And apparently a little 12-year-old girl got separated from her parents, and she didn't escape, and her parents did. So they say that her spirit still roams the inn, and only children have seen her. Wow. And several children told the same story to their parents. So kind of gives you chill bumps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, yeah. Absolutely. That gives me chill bumps, and the anal retentive castle gives me chill bumps.
Okay. Well, they assured me that nothing had ever happened in my room. They always tell you that.
You're like, no, we're good. No sheets are going to move. No spider. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like it.
No lampshades spinning, things like that.
Sounds like a lovely area. What are the name of the two cities again? New two towns?
I'm sorry?
What are the name of the two towns again?
Oh, the two towns. The Fonthill Castle was in Doylestown.
Okay.
And it's about 10 miles from New Hope. New Hope was the one, the little town that had the inns and the art gallery.
Nice.
And it also has a really cool little steam engine train, so it's kind of neat. You can ride on that. We did a wine and cheese tasting on the train, which was kind of fun.
Right.
And you can also get a locomotive ride. You can actually be in the cab with the engineers, and you get a little soot on you. You feel like you're working the steam train.
Oh, so I love it. I love it. What a great journey you took us on today. I thank you. And you can find Terry Marshall at trippinwithterry.com. You can find her there, and you can also blogger, tweeter, and all that stuff. You can find her on Facebook at Trippin' with Terry. So like her on Facebook, and she goes all over the place. Where's your next adventure? Where are you going to next?
Well, I just got back from South Dakota, so I have lots of fun tales about South Dakota. I'm actually off to another part of Pennsylvania. It seems like I've been doing a lot of Pennsylvania lately, to Bethlehem in a couple of weeks. And then from there, I'm going down to Ocean City, Maryland, and then I'm going down to the Panhandle of Florida. So for the next few weeks, I'm pretty much gone all the time. So.
I got it. And well, Jaime and I will tell you where we end up next, but we appreciate everything you've done for us, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. It's been great.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that's Trippin' with Terry. She's that New Yorker who loves to tell us where to go. We thank her so much for being on the show.